Welcome to The Perfect Storm. We have another exciting episode for you today with three very unexciting fellows, only one of which is in the studio. One person shows up to work, the other two don't. One is in Sydney getting his beard trimmed. That's Phil. Where are you, Phil?
I'm not getting the beard trimmed. Look, the people out there don't have to worry. The beard's coming back.
Okay.
It's still full length.
We're going to lose a lot of audience members if you shave your beard off, Phil. Like, it's the big draw card on this show, especially on the radio. Especially on the radio.
I don't know. Anyway, Kyle, today I'm doing clarifying questions from the car.
Okay, good.
Okay, so we're in the car today.
Better here in the car than not at all. Justin, where are you?
I'm at home at the farm at Batlow. I've got a car. I've been cleaning up kangaroos lately, and I've got two different car issues. I've given away two cars lately to guys that need them more than me, and they can repair them because I've given up on them.
Mm-hmm. Too many kangaroo hits.
Bull bars fitted.
Okay, bull bars.
Two different cars, but one's getting done today.
Phil sounds like he's falling out of the car.
No, I'm still here, mate.
Okay, good. Let's go to comments first, and then we'll get into this week's topics. Oz Truth Seeker 17. We really love Daniel and Revelation magazine and study book. Thanks for sending it. My daughter is over the moon. A million thanks to your show. The Lord will definitely provide.
Amen.
Amen.
It's an excellent magazine. We're going to offer it again today, folks. So listen for the phone number and the keyword, so you can get hold of that magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving commemorates the first harvest of the pilgrims. We asked for clarification on this last week.
We did.
They were near starvation, and the natives helped them plant and harvest their crops in the New World when they shared a feast together. Thanksgiving also is celebrated in Canada, but in October. It's traditionally a celebration of God's provision in the harvest before a long, hard winter sets in. Canada expert Phil, is that correct?
Very true. Yes, that is true. And the winters are hard and long. Gets up to minus 40 in Canada.
Okay.
Ooh.
So I've actually taken hot water and thrown it outside, and it's frozen as I threw it.
Okay. Tried the trend. Andrew says, you guys talk a lot about Daniel and Revelation, but my Jehovah's Witness friend talks about Ezekiel. What gives?
There's a lot of Ezekiel in the book of Revelation. And Ezekiel, of course, is a prophet that is a contemporary of Daniel. And Ezekiel, his book starts off with the wheels within wheels. The seraphim are there. They only have four wings, not six wings, as he describes them. But there's so many parallels with what's going on in the book of Revelation. But Ezekiel isn't what we'd call apocalyptic, like Daniel and Revelation are.
Yep.
The word revelation in Greek means it's apocalypse, the revealing, where it's really all dealing with the future, where Ezekiel's dealing with, well, he's still dealing with the future, but he's specifically about the captivity of the Israelis that gone into Babylon. Mm-hmm. And God's in control in that book. Ezekiel's a cool book. There's nothing wrong with dwelling on Ezekiel.
Mm-hmm.
But Daniel and Revelation are very specific, covering the whole span from Daniel's day to the end of time in such clear ways. That's why we dwell on them so much.
Okay. And then Garden Lover says, Barnaby Joyce will be a plant in the One Nation Party. He will overthrow Pauline, and they will be no different to the other parties.
Okay.
Real positive outlook there.
Let's watch and see. Might be right.
You never know what might happen. So into the news. Justin, U.S. Treasury has bought back $12.5 billion of their own debt, the largest Treasury buyback in history. Is that making a dent in things? Are they ever going to pay it back at that rate?
What did they buy it with?
I'm imagining with their tariffs, but I don't know from this article specifically.
Yeah, Look, they're also propping up the value of their dollar. They can't sell their treasuries. America, all of a sudden, Japan's last week, and I'm sorry we go over the heads of a lot of people when we get into the minutiae of this, but the Japanese bond market means that they're not going to be buying US bonds or US treasuries. And so who's going to buy now? Who's going to buy all America's debt so they can keep raising debt? Because they're going between $2 and $3 trillion now a year. It's going up. Their debt, the amount of debt they're accruing is getting higher, not lower. So they're in big trouble when it comes to the sale of their treasuries, which is how they raise debt. Because China is your big customer and Japan is the number one customer on earth. But now they can't use the zero interest rate, get cheap money, buy US treasuries and make money. Now their interest rates are going up. They can't do that anymore. So America's got troubles with their treasury market. Hence, they buy their own.
And $12.5 billion's not much, I guess, when you're stacking trillions quite quickly. But
it's a really we're not cooking the books, but when you've got to buy your own debt, you're kind of like you're getting out a credit card to service the other credit card. It's not a good thing.
No.
This is going to come home to roost. And I don't, Trump and these guys think they've got a plan. And there's all sorts of speculation of what that plan is. Probably the revaluing of gold because they've got 8,000 ton of gold, 8.1 tons or something. They've got more gold than anyone in the world, and if they revalue it, they could get rid of a lot of their debt.
Would they in turn make others? You go, Phil.
Oh, it's just interesting that all the planes are carrying gold back to the US over the last year.
Yeah, and Russia's selling gold right now.
Recalling it.
Yeah. Russia's selling because Russia's in financial trouble.
You think that's why?
Yeah, I think that's why.
Okay.
You've got to protect the value of your currency or your economy absolutely implodes. And if all of a sudden, when they have a treasury sale, I'm sorry, and I'll get this wrong and confuse people, but when America goes to sell some debt and no one's buying, their only solution is to put the interest rates up so it's more attractive to buy. Because if I buy that money, I'm going to get 5 and 6 and 7% interest. Well, then that's a good return and people want to invest in it. But that spills down to everything else. And your interest rates on your house go higher. Interest rates generally, money becomes more expensive. And this is a real, real problem, and it's probably the next big thing to happen. Sorry if you've got a home loan out there, because we all want interest rates to be low, but
you think they're while you're up?
Just racking up the debt, that's not going to be possible, not long term.
So we should or shouldn't buy a house now?
Oh, Kyle, I'm not going to give financial advice on this show.
Okay, talk to me afterwards.
We're not financial advisors, but you know what? Fixing in the home loan's never a bad thing, and buying gold's not a bad thing either.
But we're not giving any advice, Phil.
Trump?
No, we're not. No advice.
Trump here is trying to give a bit of financial advice and maybe some stability. Interesting to hear your take on this. They've now announced the Trump accounts. Tens of millions of children will be receiving up to $1,000 each, funded by a donation from billionaire Michael Dell and seed money from the Trump admin. Dell has donated $6.25 billion towards the effort, and at 18, Americans will gain access to their account, which will have been invested in since their birth and will have ideally multiplied. So this will just be spread across the S&P. And then another article here saying, Senator Ted Cruz is explaining the maximum amount put into Trump accounts every year, which is apparently $5,000 of investment you can make each year. A child born during this administration will have $170,000 by the age of 18 and over $700,000 by the age of 35.
Wow.
Compounding interest.
what I grew up not knowing anything about investments, the stock market or compounding interest. So the other thing that I can see is this just pours a ton of money straight into the stock market as well.
Oh, and will it, you know, I've got to be a bit pessimistic about the future, guys. There's going to be a correction between here and there somewhere because of this massive bubble of debt. It's inevitable. And that's a great thing that a country's saving. And our superannuation in this country, I think, is the envy of the whole world, that we actually are saving for our retirement and privately and not depending on the government. But the government will keep changing policies because this is trillions of dollars that they want to get their hands on. And that's the problem with these schemes now is, are they going to hold the line on this or are they going to start to dip into it? A good thing.
That's a lot of money.
Remember the doctor, Gifted Hands, that wrote the book Ben Carson. His view of having private health insurance was when a child is born, the government sets aside money just like this. And if they don't use it, it just keeps building up and building up. And then the day they need it, there's going to be money there for them to have a medical procedure. And I thought it was actually a very good idea, but it didn't take off.
Would that have been in the stock market, that money?
I'm not sure. I can't remember Ben's details, but you wouldn't have to put it on the S&P or the stock market or whatever. You could invest it just in a bank and get interest on that money. I'd want to be a bit careful with it.
Jumping over to Australia now, we've got Australian parents could be banned from their own social media accounts, have them restricted or blocked if they allow their children to use them under the nation's new age verification laws, the e-safety officials have admitted during a Senate hearing. And there's a few stories on it. Let me spit them all out. E-safety commissioner says that Blue Sky isn't included in the social media ban. Blue Sky is the Mark Zuckerberg spin-off of Twitter X that Elon took over. And it has only around 50,000 Australian users, and it's still relatively new, so you wouldn't want to stop that. And then communications minister isn't ruling out a future VPN ban in Australia. It's technically achievable, but it is extreme. And she says it won't happen now because the goal isn't to fully encroach on how big tech operates in Australia, at least not yet.
Well, there's a tip, folks, for how you can get around the ban using a virtual private network. You can look like you're in Bulgaria or somewhere. And
Are you recommending that?
Your account is operating out of Bulgaria.
Is that your recommendation?
I'm not making any making observations here.
Okay.
There's a part of me that likes the fact that 15-year-olds and under aren't on social media.
Yep.
There's a big part of me that hates the fact that government is trying to become the parents of these children. Where's your mum and dad? Like, I shouldn't need the government. My kids never played any computer games, like, until they're 18. Because that wasn't something I wanted them to be a part of. Go outside. Go get a stick or something. Just amuse yourself. Don't have to be doing this stuff. So I don't like the fact that the government wants to be the parent, but I fully understand the damage that's being done. So everyone's going to have a watch and see, but as we're getting close to the date, I think it's the 10th, Kyle.
I think some everyone of us even starting tonight.
Well, Meta has already started today. We're recording on a Thursday. But I'm telling you, kids are going to get around this.
Wasn't there lawsuits and everything by parents?
There is.
The government, it's gone.
It's happening. There's some kids that are suing the government to try and have this undone.
The glaring inconsistencies. There's still allowed access to some porn sites, but they're not allowed to watch YouTube.
That's crazy.
Whatever. I think the government's taking a big punt here, and it may or may not come off. We'll see.
Back over to the States, Trump is terminating the Green New Deal from the Biden era, and he is trying to terminate economy, fuel economy mandates, tailpipe emission regulations. Does that mean that all of those VWs that they took off the road for being too fuel efficient, can they all come back now?
They weren't taken off the road. The company was fine, Kyle, because they were deceiving
They literally took
Kyle
a ton of them off the
Volkswagen,
road.
Kyle drives a Volkswagen, folks. Kyle drives a Volkswagen.
I was in the States with a friend, actually bought the car off him, and then they redid its emissions, and then he was able to buy it back cheaper.
Wow.
So I've seen the videos of they had massive paddocks just full of the cars. They literally had to buy a ton of them back.
Yeah, because they deceived the public. They were trying to actually look after the engines more. I liked what they did personally. They had done it to mine by tricking it with their computers while it was being tested and then opening it up afterwards. Mm. But we are going the opposite way. I've got a Toyota Land Cruiser, Kyle, and they're about to come out with AdBlue in the old 70 Series Cruisers. You can only get a four-cylinder now. All the V8s are gone. And increasingly, the regulations of the Australian government are making it tougher and tougher to own a farm vehicle, something to use on the farm to...
Why?
Because they view them as big polluters. People driving utes, they all want you to drive a little Volkswagen that's cheated the test, you know.
Or a Skoda.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't matter.
Same thing.
Or an i30, Phil. Yeah. Go to the i30s.
Or an i30, yeah.
i30s definitely smell worse.
Well, they don't even make diesel i30s now. Everything's going to be electric. In Canberra, you can't register a car unless it's EV by 2030, which isn't that far away.
I noticed in one of the interviews, he's done a huge big, you know, press conference with all of the owners of, say, Ford, General Motors, and all of the Japanese motor companies. And they've basically cleared all of the regulations for all of the small Asian cars. So basically saying you can bring all of the economical small cars into our country, all of the small trucks. Have you seen Toyota's little Champ, Toyota Champ, the little pickup? It's like a mini Hilux. They're selling them for $10,000 US in Japan, but they're not allowed in America or Australia, I don't think. But basically, he's cleared the decks now. He said, all of these cheap cars, bring them in.
Yeah, Trump is nationalist populists tend to be against climate change doctrine and climate change implication. So you know that if it's a globalist government, they will be very much into climate change, renewables, restrictions on fossil fuels, coal, oil.
Open borders.
Yep, no borders. But Trump is the opposite, of course. And I think if we do have a change in government here where you get a Pauline Hanson side of politics, all of this will be rapidly reversed in Australia as well. That's just a political reality. That doesn't matter what you think of the science. That's the politics of it.
Yep.
And when you think, as we've said on this show before, Kyle, China produces more carbon than we do in a whole year. They do in under 2 weeks, in 12 days. So it makes our efforts to try and save the planet with our behaviours here somewhat futile.
Yeah, looking a little weak.
Someone asked that in the Senate the other day. They said, is there any, you know, impact by Australia's carbon?
And what did they say?
It's just no. They said no. There's none. But they didn't answer no the first time. They tried to politicise it, and then they came around and said no. Then.
Well, what's this big coal-powered power station, coal-fired power station at Lake Macquarie there?
Lake Munmorah.
No, it's right near Toronto, Newcastle way. They've said it's going to go offline in 2028, and that will cause mass blackouts because they haven't built these big transmission lines yet from the Snowy scheme. The Snowy scheme is years away from being finished. We're
Myana.
not actually ready to make this transition.
Myana Colliery. Myana Bay. Think
No,
that's the
there's
one.
another. It's called something else. Someone will tell us in the comments.
Or is that one already
Anyway,
offline and they've got to move the coal dam? I think that's the issue with that one.
yeah. No, there's a big power station there in near Newcastle that is going to go. It's closing down in 2028. And this week they're begging the company to actually keep it online because we can't keep the lights on.
Eraring
A roaring,
coal power station.
yeah. We've got ourselves in knots here with our electricity and our it drive every economy on earth is driven by energy, the use of fuel of some sort, whether it be solar or whether it be coal. Without it, your economy dies. So it's not a minor issue. And to think that we're not making any difference globally, yeah, wow.
Australia's main energy grid is not on track to smoothly manage the closure of the nation's biggest coal station without the faster rollout of stabilizing technologies. Well, how's that working out from elsewhere?
And they've announced this week that if you have a solar power going into the grid, which I do, they're now actually going to charge us because they're getting too much at the wrong time. So they're going to charge us money for it going out into the grid when they can't take it. Wow, that's a change.
That's a real encouragement for people to put
Oh, I
solar on
can't
their
wait for
roof.
that. We might pull the solar things off the roof that day.
Pulling the plug at least. Indonesia apparently has electricity at one third the price of Australia because they've just rolled out a whole bunch of new coal power stations. That coal that we sell overseas.
Where they get the coal for that. That's amazing.
Yeah, we sell some coal somewhere. Somebody else burns it.
Yep.
Justin, tell
You
us
get
what
the benefit. Just stop on the prophetic side of things here. It is these things, immigration and climate policy, that's going to get populist nationalists elected worldwide. This is what's going to get them elected. And it will come to Australia.
Well, Pauline Hanson's not far off having the being the opposition party at this rate.
Nope.
That's going to be interesting. Tell us what you know about the DC shooter, potentially getting his family deported. Apparently, he has a wife and five kids, and he was the one that shot the two National Guard. What do you know about this, Justin?
I know that from what's being reported in the news, I don't know personally, but what's being reported is this guy was trained, that's an important word, by the CIA to operate in Afghanistan for the Americans, the United States. That means if he's trained by the CIA to operate in a war zone, he is an absolute trained killer. And apparently, there's whole brigades of these people that were trained back there that were brought back to America with very, very little vetting. It was such a chaotic process when they were leaving Afghanistan. You remember the images of the planes taken
I
off
know
on
one
the
of the guys
tarmac?
who was on one of those planes while they were trying to take off. And
You knew one.
when he recount that one of the Air Force dudes, when he
Okay.
recounts the story of what he saw that day, he cries because of how
Wow.
traumatic it was for the trained professionals that were trying to evacuate that day.
It was horrendous. That it was in that chaos that they brought thousands and thousands of Afghan nationals who had worked with the Americans. This guy's one of them. There's not a lot of vetting because it was just chaos. How could they vet? They just got people there and then got them resettled. Now that this guy has gone and shot two National Guard troops in Washington, D.C., Trump's reaction actually surprised me. He has gone really crazy about this, and he wants them all kicked out. He's chasing Minnesota at the moment, has a big scandal brewing because Minnesota has become the epicenter of what's the nationals that are going there?
Somalian.
Black Hawk Down is what I always think of.
Why?
Oh, because it happened in Somalia.
Okay.
The movie. Mm. The real story of what happened was America in Somalia in the Civil War. Mm. It was chaos. So they've emigrated to America. About 50% of them illegally. And they've been sending money back, and it's been skimmed off as it hits the country of Somalia by Al-Shabaab or whatever they're called, this terrorist organization. And like millions, hundreds of millions of dollars. It's billions even. It's a scandal of epic proportions. Trump is on a bender, and he is really against Islamic migration to the United States. Texas has just made CARE and the Muslim Brotherhood or whatever they're called, that they've made them terrorist organizations, the Texas House and Senate. So the governor. So that this is brewing because they have really taken off in places like Dallas. And the Trump side of politics just won a by-election just overnight, and they won it by 9 points, and it's supposed to be neck and neck. But once Trump has come out and announced these sort of policies on Islamic immigration to the U.S., all of a sudden he's winning elections more easy than he thought. Watch this space, because this is England. This is America, this is Germany, this is France, and it's soon to be Australia.
Three last stories. We've got about 3 minutes to go. Jaguar went through that rebrand in 2024, where there was like Copy Nothing, Live Vivid. It was, you know, that really, really ultra-woke garbage that everybody was scratching their head and going, what? Like change their logo.
Gillette did it too, tried to shame men.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that worked well.
This one worked out in a 97.5% sales collapse. And Jerry McGovern has been fired and escorted from the building while the company scrambles to erase all traces of the disastrous campaign. So
I think Bud Light tried something similar, didn't they?
Yeah. Yeah, they had a campaign. Was it Bud Light? Might have been. Anyways. That works out well. Just a lesson to be learnt. You can imagine what it is.
Harley Davidson's attempted it. They got smashed. The majority's still the majority.
Yeah. Yeah, the minority's not winning and marketing.
Well, you're seeing all that with Pauline Hanson's, you know, we don't agree with all her policies, but...
Don't we?
But... Well, you mate.
Oh, I'm not sure.
But the rise in her popularity is an example of what's happening in the world, or what's always been in the world. It's just been sleeping. You know, all of Australia don't really agree with what's going on with climate change and what's going on with immigration, what's going on with all these issues. And, we're starting to find out what Australia really thinks, because Australians don't really react until it becomes a problem. And then when it becomes a problem, they really react. Well, that's my view on it. What do you reckon, Justin?
Yeah, I think they're worried more about the footy or the cricket normally. They don't they don't even pay any attention unless it affects
Where
them.
They're going.
Yep.
Where they're going on Friday
I'm
night.
I'm staggered by England. England seems to care more about soccer than what's happening domestically in their own country. And they're waking up.
Yeah.
The Tommy Robinson side of politics, that's your nationalist populist stuff is just coming to the fore because they've kind of been watching the soccer or the football, as they call it, and until all of a sudden, hey, this isn't going to work for us. Mm. And it's unfortunate, but it's happening everywhere.
Justin, what's going on with the IRA over in...
I saw the clip. You know, it was back to the troubles, as they called them in Ireland, where they've got their balaclavas on and their eyes blacked out, and they're holding machine guns with the Irish flag behind them. The IRA have been rebirthed to now not that deal with Protestants, but actually Islamic immigration. And they're threatening politicians who are allowing this to happen. They said in this video they published, we know where you live and we're going to hold you to account. And in Ireland, they know what they're doing when it comes to violence. This is and amazingly, the Orangemen and the IRA are marching together on this issue of their country being overtaken by illegal immigrants, and particularly Islamic immigrants. And again, this is just pushing the world and the West in general to fundamentalism. Yep. And if you want to know what's happening in privacy, Kyle, we're offering a magazine at the moment.
We
What is that magazine?
It is a magazine that is well-liked by many who have ordered it already. It's Daniel and Revelation, Secrets of Prophecy magazine. This is probably the best visual and summarized version of Daniel and Revelation that that we have seen.
It's the best I've seen.
And, yeah, there's actually people in this town that have been reading it and learning a lot and getting into studies. So the study guide's quite popular for those who have got the study guide, but this is a little deeper, a little more unpacked on the prophecies. If you want to receive one of these magazines on the screen right now for free, we will send it to you. Text the word secret to 0482 082876. I'll read that number again. It is 0482 082876. Just the word secret. Don't text anything else. It'll then ask for your address. Just send your address back, not anything else. It's just a bot. It's not super smart yet. It's about as good as me, so just give it one thing at a time and it'll be able to process that data. We want to get you that magazine for free.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. Hopefully,
it's been good, Kyle.
Hopefully we can all hang out in person next time and have better audio.
That's good. That's right.
Phil will get home.
Do you want to finish with a prayer for us, Justin?
Let's do that.
Thanks.
Father, all this political stuff that's coming and it's quickly verging into violence in different parts of the world. We think of the people of Venezuela who are under threat right now. We think of Russia and Ukraine and the terrible things going on there. Father, the Middle East and the Palestinian-Israeli conflict, these are just some of the big ones. There's so many others. Father, we would see Jesus. We would see his return back to the world. We know there is a dark night coming before that dawn. And we just pray, Father, that we would be ready because we'd learn to trust you now while it's easy, because we know there's a time of trouble coming where it's not going to be easy. Far, far from it, Lord. May we be ready for that time is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thanks for your time, guys. We'll see you next week.
See you, guys.
See ya.